finally today, we tap into the West Coast music scene to check out a new group.
It's evident I'm militant. That don't mean I'm violent. Contrary to your rights, it ain't right to remain silent. Not when all our kids are dying.
Soul Development has been described as jazz, hip-hop, and of course, soulful. And their style may sound familiar, but their backgrounds are not. They are teachers, some classically trained musicians. They work with grade school children, and they are using their music in the classrooms to promote learning. The band's debut album, The Soul of Black Folk, is out now. And two members of the group, Kariga Bailey and Felicia Gangloff-Bailey, are with us now from KQED in San Francisco. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I mentioned that you are teachers. You run the Roses in Concrete Community School in Oakland. The name is a nod to a book of poetry by the rapper Tupac Shakur. And Felicia, do I have it right that you have a doctorate in education?
Yes, educational psychology.
And so you're Dr. Gangloff-Bailey, in addition to being an artist. Now, I have to say, look, a music career is hard. Running a school is hard. I mean, please. How on earth?
It's funny because I never expected this to go this way with the music. And it's really kind of taken over, but it's been the most effective vehicle in touching students and directly touching their heart. I've been fortunate, and I think it's absolutely necessary, considering the content that we are creating, that you stay heavily immersed in grounded in the roots of what you're speaking about.
Exactly.
Do your students think you're cool, or are they all like, are the students everywhere who think you're just so lame and corny that...
Oh, man, you know what? It's so funny. It's so funny. It's so funny because Helicopter is written in such a way, we didn't realize how powerful it was as a tool. And for a long time, I didn't make the correlation that it has this strong experience with the helicopter children's nursery rhyme, right? And so they love it and they sing it. Nieces and nephews sing it. They understand police presence. Mm-hmm. Let's just be clear about that. And nah, they don't think we're corny. They rock with us. They're so harsh, right? But like their metrics of like music, they hold it similar to a lot of the other music they digest. They want to know, are we famous and are you doing this yet, right? But they love the fact that their teachers are touching the world and creating music that they get to come home mm-hmm. and look up on YouTube and share with their family and say, look what my teacher made.
Oh, those are my favorites. When they come, I saw you on YouTube. I saw you here. And then it's even incredible experience to be performing on stages and then they show up.
We just listened to Helicopters, which has this delightful, melody and this beautiful pacing. But the subject is heavy. I mean, it's police brutality and racism. So I wanted to ask how you decided that this is what you wanted to say.
It's this position where I no longer could withhold the observation of living the Black experience, but I knew that there was light in it. I knew there was power in it. And having these opportunities to have these encounters and kind of transition into your next level of purpose. So it was our way of creating the conditions to give ourselves permission to transcend that moment. We understand the helicopters, we understand police brutality, but we also understand greater our light within and what our response can be to these circumstances.
I wonder, though, if they just appreciate the fact that you see them, that you understand the things that are on their minds are not separate and apart from what's on your mind. I wonder if, in part, your music makes them feel seen.
Wow. Mm. Wow. I love that. I love that observation. Mm-hmm. At the truest core of the lyric writing, it was my offering to let my students know they're seen. Because when you work in a school system, they can think that you are subject to the system and the way the system treats them. But I wanted to show them that we see them, that mm-hmm. I see you. My classroom became significant to them once they realized that their stories mattered in the classroom.
Well, speaking of that, I want to, there's another song I want to play. It's called Brother.
For the past 14 years, I've been waiting upon this man's explanation of why he couldn't fly, why he couldn't divide the sky, and why he couldn't save me when I cried.
Kariga, I know that you lost your brother to gun violence in 2014. It's my understanding that he was shot in Sacramento by another African-American man. And First of all, I want to say I'm very sorry for your loss. And I wanted to ask, what is it that you poured into this song that you wanted us to hear?
Our suffering is connected. Our suffering is so connected, and so is our love. And having the opportunity to choose love and choose a path of freedom, paid for by love and liberation. Say, peace, King, am I not my brother's keeper?
Am I not my brother's keeper? With all this education, how could I not be a teacher? With all this liberation, how could I not try to free her? I can't race against my race and then tell my people to keep up.
That's this weaker. Idea is, if I have a path to freedom, if I have an inception, an idea of better circumstances, I have to love you enough to make sure that you're included and not excluded. It's the exclusion that creates the crime, the harm. It's this feeling of feeling unseen or and needs unmet. So really opening this up to say our love is connected and so is our pain. And at some level, I had to understand that I was connected to the person that took my brother's life.
Brother, don't you let them take you. Cause you know that long vacation you said you're on. Your kid, he knows the truth.
That was Kariga Bailey and Felicia Gangloff Bailey. They are two of the four members of Soul Development. They were kind enough to join us from KQED in San Francisco. And Kariga, Felicia, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Peace, King. Am I not my brother's keeper? With all this education, how could I not be a teacher? With all this liberation, how could I not try to free her? I can't race against my race and then tell my people to keep up. That's weak, bro. And since you always rap about your paper, if you got it like you say you do, then take care of your neighbor. Spend your bread on something greater than stunting on all your haters. Know they paid us then, but